This is Yoga Chat. I'm trying to figure out if I'm on the... I just got off the phone with Leslie. Anyway, welcome to Yoga Chat. It's Wednesday. this is what I get for trying to do two things at the same time, June 8th. And what I decided to do, because I spent the whole weekend with the LA County Bicycle Coalition and the all-day river ride, I really didn't have much time to prepare for this show. So I decided that... like what occasionally happens in yoga classes, it's going to be yogi's choice. Basically, people call in, you call in, you the listeners, and we'll talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. And so basically, the show is going to be driven by you, the listener. So before I forget, the phone number here is area code 213-252-0998. If you have friends, I mean, obviously you're listening, but if you have friends who want to listen, tell them we're on killradio.org, KILLRADIO.org. Click on listen, and they'll be able to listen in. And encourage them to call in, too, because we want to talk to as many people as we can during the next hour. I also have a Facebook page where you can post questions. It's facebook.com/yogachat. So that being said, today my in-studio guest is Felicia Tomasco, editor of LA Yoga. This is her third time here. She has so much fun that she's a favorite go-to because... like me, she has all kinds of things to say about the yoga scene, the local yoga scene. So, Felicia, say hi.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Joni. Nice to be here with you today, chatting about yoga. Probably one of my favorite topics. And we just heard Donna DeLore.
That's right. That's from her that was Jai Ma from her Sanctuary album. It seemed like a good, mellow way to start the show. I've been actually staring out the window, and it's kind of overcast and dreary, so the music was kind of like the day, but I want to change things up a little bit.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily call the music overcast and dreary.
No, but it's just, for me, I think for the previous things I've been playing, well, last episode we were playing festival music. We had MC Yogi, and we were, like, bouncing in our chairs. So this time was a nice way of bringing in the show. But Donna DeLore, what I was thinking about this morning is Donna DeLore, if you didn't know, used to be a backup singer for Madonna. So imagine this. You know, to be a backup singer for Madonna, you have to, number one, be able to sing. Number two, be able to keep up with her energy level. Number three, be able to move, and number four, just look gorgeous because you just have to be with Madonna. So all that, yes, that's Donna DeLore. And if you haven't seen her in concert, you need to soon. Now, I know she was here in LA recently, and I know she'll be back because she is a local girl, and so she does a lot here in LA.
And she'll also be at the Moksha Festival in August.
That's true. That's true. So anyway, we're going to move on because we got a phone call in while Donna was singing, and it's Leslie Cazzotti, who is a teacher here in Santa Monica. She's a yoga therapy teacher. So I'm going to turn up the phone, and let's see how this one goes.
Leslie, are you there?
I'm here, Joni.
Okay, so introduce yourself.
So I'm Leslie Cazzotti. I'm a yoga therapist, and I'm teaching at a new studio called Bambula in the Marina at Pacific in Washington.
How do you spell that?
B as in boy, A, M as in Mary, B as in boy, U, L, A, H.
Now, I was asking you earlier, what does it mean?
It's just, excuse me, it's a made-up word. It doesn't mean anything. It's just they were looking for something that would be their own, that would be unique. That's, and I love it. It's fun to say. It's kind of like Lululemon. It's just fun.
Now, is it open yet, or it's about to open?
They're open.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they just opened. I taught a class there last night. And had six people, you know, which is, like, great for a brand-new studio.
It is.
You know, people in the neighborhood are, it's a great location. And so people in the neighborhood are walking by and going, oh, my God, I could walk to yoga. That's so exciting.
Yeah, and then go to CNO across the street right after.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So what kind of classes do they teach there?
So it's a lot of flow classes, and I'm teaching like a more aligned base, slower flow. And then I teach a restorative class on Sunday night.
And
they also have some mommy and knee classes.
So the restorative has all the props, the bolsters, the blankets.
Yeah, it's just lay on a bunch of bolsters and chill out and relax and listen to singing bowl music.
Oh, that's nice.
Super sweet. Yeah, and the sound is really great in the room. The room's beautiful. It's bamboo floors and a lot of windows, and it's really a sweet space. And I've known the owner for like 25 years. I worked for him in Tulsa as a cocktail waitress. So he's just opened a bunch of different businesses, and he wanted something. He was just looking for a business, and he thought this is the right space and high visibility and just like a sweet little yoga studio.
Yeah, and it's a block away from the beach, so either before class or after class, you can take a walk along the boardwalk or walk to the end of the Venice Pier and just look out the ocean.
It's really nice, and like my evening classes, they're just, you know, as class ends and the sun is setting, of course, in the summer, and it's just beautiful.
Oh, and I do have to point out, too, that the bike path that goes along the ocean does cut in at Washington and rides right past that studio on its way to the marina and onward to the southern end of the bike path. So for people who are riding along, just know that there's a yoga studio along the way, so you can ride, stop, take a yoga class, and continue on.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's perfect. That's what we're hoping for. We're hoping for just local people who want to come in and have it be a low-key, easy, sweet space.
Yeah. Well, good luck. I'm going to try to catch your class on Sunday if I can.
Yeah, you have to come.
Yeah.
I love it there, and I'm so happy. They're really great guys. It's three brothers, and they're great guys, and so I'm just hoping it is a big success just for them because they're great.
Great. So anything else going on with you?
I got my yoga retreat at Ojai in July. You know, at Tensegrity, the little private studio where I'm teaching, we're in LA Yoga this month.
Yeah, in fact, I was just pointing at Felicia when you said Tensegrity. It's like, oh, that rang a bell.
Yes, it does ring a bell because Tensegrity is one of our open doors
featured
this month.
And that's also just a really sweet little studio where we just do therapeutics, and I'm working with Sherry Brownman, and she's an amazing healing yoga therapist and also a physical therapist. And I have lots of great, sweet things going on. I'm really happy.
Yeah, is that a private home, or is that actual studio that anybody can walk into?
Because our classes sizes are limited, then it's by reservation.
Okay.
And, you know, because there's a yoga therapist, and then there's also a yoga therapist as an assistant, and we just only have up to 7 people. So it's lots of attention, and so because of that, we just need to know who's coming, and so that we can really take special care of them.
That's good to know. So it's not a walk-in basis. You basically have to reserve in advance.
That's right.
Okay. Now, if you do walk in because you didn't know any better, would they turn you away, or would they try to accommodate you based on who's in the class, or what would they do?
Well, you have to... You wouldn't know where to go. We sort of have it so that the address isn't public, so that people don't just drop in.
Huh.
And so you either, you know, call Sherry or call me.
Okay.
And make a reservation.
Well, that's good to know. So
yeah.
I'll know not to drop in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling, Leslie. Thanks for filling us in on the new studios. I definitely have to check them out, especially since I was right there in the marina yesterday, and I didn't even know about the new studio then.
Yeah, we'll be having a grand opening soon, and I will be sure that you know, because you're everywhere.
I try to be everywhere. I don't know how I do it, but I am.
I think you're a clone. I'm totally convinced that you're a clone.
Hold on, Felicia. Felicia looks like she wants to say something.
Oh, no, I was just thinking about Joni as the clone, and I don't know, she just gets around on her bike, or...
Or I do drive, I confess.
She picked me up today.
Yes, we did carpool.
We
so
carpooled.
At least, you know, there was the carpooling aspect of it. I didn't drive single. But, okay, well, anyway, thanks again, Leslie, for calling, and I'll see you soon.
Thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
I was going to say that Felicia and I carpooled, and on our way in, we decided to stop by the Veggie Grill, at the new Veggie Grill at the Farmers Market. They have a new branch that just opened up on Fairfax, just by the corner of 3rd. And today, they decided was VG Virgin Day. In other words, if you show up and you bring somebody who's never been to Veggie Grill before, they comp basically the virgin. So they charge you for one entree. Of course, you have to pay for all the drinks and everything. But the fact that, you know, your $8-$9 entree is free does help, and it's pretty good. So we were there. We got there bright and early, right as they opened, and had our lunch. And right as we were done, the crowds were coming in. So that turned out really well. So it's today, just today, Wednesday, June 8th, I believe, till closing. So if you're anywhere in the area and you know somebody who's never been to Veggie Grill, grab that person, tell them you're going to treat them to lunch or dinner because it's going to be free. Tying that in with my yoga studio vegetarian restaurant thing, I just realized the Dancing Shiva was right around the corner from there. In fact, we drove right past it just to see how close it was. And it is a two-long block walk, which in L.A., you know, culture, some people would probably move their cars. And Felicia did point out that if that were New York, that's definitely walkable. And it's true. It's just two blocks, honestly. The thing is, though, if you leave your car at one end or the other, you're having to deal with watching for parking meters and restricted parking. So maybe that's why people have to move their cars. So the solution to that is take the bus and walk or ride your bike.
Ride your bike.
Exactly. And there are racks, I'm sure, at the Farmers Market. There have to be. I mean, I've seen some on the older end of Farmers Market. I don't know about the newer end. Would there be racks? I guess there is a place to lock up your bike at Dancing Shiva if you enter from the backside through the alleyway, because that's like a little courtyard, and I'm sure there's a place to lock up your bike.
You know, and speaking of Dancing Shiva, I just wanted to speak about music and Dancing Shiva, that on Sunday nights now at Dancing Shiva at 7:30, there's kirtan with Punu Wasu. And Punu Wasu is a really amazing musician who's here from, you know, being in the Philippines for 20 years, and amazingly heartfelt, beautiful musician. And if you haven't been yet to Dancing Shiva on a Sunday night, I would certainly encourage you to go and check it out.
I'm sorry, I was basically looking for the music for the next song that I was going to play. It's funny, I had posted on Facebook that I wanted people to call in, and if people didn't call in, I was going to read the latest issue of LA Yoga Magazine. And of course, people thought, okay, that's kind of crazy, but you know, honestly, I haven't had a chance to read it yet. So, I'm trying to figure out what would be an interesting thing to point out in the issue today. Yeah, oh, let's see. Anything, Felicia, that you're especially wanting to plug?
Well, I guess, I mean, we can read the news, but it does seem sort of... sort of silly. But, you know, one of the things I actually do want to point out is in LA Yoga, we've been writing about yoga therapy for quite a long time and speaking about Leslie's conversation in Tensegrity, which is a studio that focuses on yoga therapy and limits their classes to small groups. One of the things that's been going on in terms of therapeutic yoga is an increase in research studies that have been done around yoga. And one that was interesting that we reported on this month in LA Yoga is that yoga actually does benefit people with an abnormal heart rhythm called atrial fibrillation. And it was found that people who engaged in a regular yoga practice, that this actually improved their abnormal heart rhythm, or it gave them more of a normal heart rhythm. And those of us who practice yoga for any reason may know that, oh, well, of course I feel a benefit from doing yoga, right? I feel more calm, I feel more energized, I feel more fill in the blank. But it's interesting to see how there's an increase in studies, and this particular one that we reported on the magazine was presented at the American College of Cardiology's 60th annual scientific session, and yoga was found to cut people's episodes of atrial fibrillation in half and significantly improve their quality of life. So it's something that when we see this increasing documentation of the benefits of yoga and the presentation of these benefits at medical conferences, it then influences just how we are able to spread the practice of yoga beyond just, oh, well, I know it's good for me, but I really know it's good for me. And it's the kind of thing that I know I've passed on to various members of my family or people I know who may be still on the skeptical side of the fence and when it comes to yoga. So to see the increasing documentation of the benefits of the practice, I feel really heartened by. And I think it's really exciting.
Okay.
So
we're not saying it. Oh, no, go ahead. I was kind of thinking about how I was going to segue into whatever I was going to say from that. And basically, I think the sound of the bus has just distracted me. I must be having a really distracted day today. I think I'm still suffering from exhaustion from the weekend. But
so okay. I want to hear about the ride along the river, although you didn't do the ride, Joni, but how many people did the ride?
Didn't. We'll find out, actually. I mean, I know there were 2,000 that were pre-registered, and we had a lot of people who did sign up on site, and it was an interesting thing, an interesting day. The only part that I did get to see was the kids' ride, which is the cutest thing. You had all these little kids. You know, after all the adults took off and went off on their 100-miler ride, 70, 36, 15, there was the little kids that had their little bikes and their training wheels and their little streamers, and they were the cutest things. And they were biking around, and people were teaching them, you know, safe ways to ride. And, of course, it reminded me of my sister, who I'm not even going to say how old she is, still does not know how to ride a bike. And she's trying to figure out now how to learn how to ride a bike. So we're trying to find somebody for her who can teach her how. But it's the thing that, you know, I like the idea that kids are getting excited about riding bikes, and hopefully they're going to carry it on, you know, through high school, maybe bike to school, through college, bike around campus, and then through their adult years, biking possibly to work. And in addition to, you know, competitive racing and all of that. So it's a good thing, and the money went towards the LA County Bicycle Coalition, the nonprofit that I work with. And it was really great. I mean, I had a great time, even if I didn't ride my bike, and I was kind of sad that I didn't even bring my bike, which was kind of sad because I knew I wasn't going to ride it. But we had a great time. I was there from 5 o'clock in the morning till, you know, at least 5 o'clock in the afternoon, just setting up, doing stuff, and, you know, schmoozing with people, and, of course, breaking everything down and cleaning up to make sure that the grounds of the Autry Museum basically looked just like it did before we even got started. So that was my weekend, but, you know, just a whole day of being there, you know, helping people, being the smiling face behind the booth, answering questions, trying to make people happy. if they weren't happy for whatever reason. I mean, there was always the misunderstanding that, oh, I paid for this, therefore I believe I should get this. This is, no, it's not included in that. And you have to explain it to them nicely. But I think it goes without saying that's what happens for anybody who does customer service of any sort. You just have to learn to, you know, treat them like the customer's always right, even if we know you're wrong, and we're going to make you happy, even if we know that you're just totally wrong and non-deserving of it. But that being said, I wanted to point out, speaking of, that was sort of like a marathon. You know, honestly, the next day, when I woke up, I felt like I had run a marathon. So I was just thinking, my God, I did a marathon, and I didn't even walk a mile. But speaking of marathons, City Yoga is having their yogathon on June 18th, City Yoga in Fairfax. And I have signed up to be one of the yogathon participants, and it's 12 hours of yoga, meditation, and kirtan, and all kinds of yoga-related stuff, 12 hours straight. We do get potty breaks, we do get meal breaks, but for the most part, it's 12 hours. And the charity this year is St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and as participants, we're supposed to raise funds. And I had made the comment that I received a letter that was sent out to all the participants recently that we should be raising a minimum of $500 each. So this is my shameless plug that I do need to raise money desperately because I am nowhere near the $500. My very first contributor was Rina from Kathmandu Boutique, who was also featured in this issue of Los Angeles Magazine. She's had her
LA Yoga.
I mean, what did I say?
You said Los Angeles Magazine. LA Yoga.
It's close. It's Los Angeles Yoga.
Yoga. Yoga. This is Yoga Chat. Yoga Magazine.
See, the brain is dead. Anyway, her boutique, Kathmandu, is near the corner of Lincoln and Pico in Santa Monica. And every quarter, I swear, she throws open the doors of her store, gives everybody who drops by a 15% discount, and feeds them. It's free food all day from opening to closing. Plus, she invites all her musician friends to come and play music. So it's nonstop music, nonstop food, nonstop discount on clothes. So if you ever drive by Lincoln Boulevard and see a bunch of people sitting on the sidewalk having a great time, chances are Rena's having another of her open houses. So that one is coming up on June 15th. It's Kathmandu Boutique. So this very, very generous soul was the very first person, too, who fed the kitty, so to speak, of my yogathon fund. So I am pleading with anybody who's listening, and I don't know how many people are listening because I haven't checked the count. If you are listening, I'll put on my Facebook page the link to the first giving site where you can donate. And it doesn't really matter how much you give. Just the fact that I know that you're out there supporting me is just heartwarming enough. You know, $5 will be fine, $10, whatever it is. And if everybody just gives something, I think I might be able to make my $500, even if I'm way, way, way far from it. I'm hoping that it will happen. And there is an article in the LA Yoga Magazine, again, another shameless plug, that I did write about why I'm doing the yogathon again this year. It's not my first time. It's going to be actually my third time. And I swear every time I have a hard time raising funds, and every time, like miraculously, I somehow manage to make the minimum. So I have faith that it'll happen again, and it's always a good time, even if 12 hours of yoga does sound grueling. It's for a good cause. And so I'm in it as long as it's for a good cause, and I'm hoping you're there with me.
And you can read about why Joni is doing it on page 18 of the current LA Yoga Magazine.
So let's see. Let's play some music for a while, and maybe hopefully somebody will call in, because I just saw a red flag pop up on my Facebook page, so maybe somebody's saying something. So in the meantime, I've decided that today is going to be a whole bunch of New Tone music artists. New Tone is, how would you call it, a record label that does a lot of kirtan artists. What would you call this type of music? I know somebody posted on Facebook once saying, what do you call this? Coming up for a different name than rather than just New Age. But
I would say modern sacred music.
Modern sacred music. I kind of like that. So we had Donna DeLore, and coming up, I'm going to play David Newman. And there are many others, including Sean Johnson, whom I've played in a previous show, Jayu Tal, Bhagavan Das, Krishna Das, who will be here next week.
On Monday.
On Monday,
June 13th.
Correct. And then Wah, among others. So here's David Newman, and this particular one is Rade Suite 3, The Union. It's kind of like the third movement of his Rade Suite. So let's fire this up.
Rade, 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 Bolo, Rade, Govinda, Bolo. Radhe Radhe Bolo, Radhe Govinda Bolo.
We're back. And all of a sudden, my voice is too loud. That was David Newman, and I actually have some interesting memories of David Newman. I remember going to Washington, D.C. a few years back to visit my sister. And for those of you who are active in the active blog readers, you've probably heard of Yoga Dog. He was one of the original, if not the original, yoga humorist blogger out there. And I used to follow his blog, and he used to follow mine, and I found out that he lived near Washington, D.C. So when I went to visit my sister, we arranged to meet up at a yoga class, of course. And in doing the yoga class, we ended up going to Kirtan 2 with David Newman. So now whenever I listen to David Newman, I fondly remember Yoga Dog, who's still out there. And he did come to L.A. Sometime later, and we took a yoga class together. No, I take that back. We did not go to a yoga class together, but we did go to a comedy show with Vonda Michalowski over by the Bodhi Tree. And so I should go to D.C. again to see what he's up to, because I haven't heard from him in a while. It'd be fun to see what how he's doing. Do you have anything, Felicia?
Well, Vonda wrote an article in this month's issue of LA Yoga, because she just did a show last week at Studio Surya. But she wrote about how we need to lighten up to achieve enlightenment.
And that totally goes with the Yoga Dog thing. I think that's why they bonded so well, because both of them are into yoga humor.
And I think there's something, there's a quote from this that I really like. The value of humor, whatever you can't laugh at owns you. It's always good to be able to laugh and to be able to not take yourself so seriously. I think as much as life is full of a lot of sorrow and tragedy, the more we can look at it and laugh, the healthier we all are.
Which is why we're laughing at ourselves right now, because we can't figure out why nobody's calling and we're running out of things to say.
I think we can look at playing some more music. This is the radio.
Yeah, I know. We can. We can. Okay, so here's the deal. Like I mentioned, Krishna Das is going to be here on Monday. So I have actually lined up something. Let me see if I can find it. So let's have Felicia talk in the meantime while I just find it on my iPhone. Okay.
So Krishna Das is at the Wilshire Bell Theater Monday night. And the last time he was here, he was actually with Deva Pramal and Matan and Manos. But this year, it's just Krishna Das.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's just Krishna Das.
The funny thing is, it snuck up on me, and I didn't even realize that was already this Monday. So I just have to remember to put it in my calendar. Otherwise, heaven forbid, I forget that I have tickets and I forget to go. So, okay, this is an interesting one I decided to find, because this was a live album, Heart of Soul, and this was recorded at Yoga Works on Larchmont back in, I forgot what year it was, 2007, 2008.
I was at that concert.
Were you there? I don't think I knew you yet then at the time. It was my very, very first Krishna Das concert. I had always heard about him. I'd heard his music played in yoga classes, and so I was really excited to hear that he was in town and he was going to be playing. But as is always the case, I procrastinated, didn't buy tickets, and figured, well, I can always buy one there. I'm sure it'll be fine. Well, wrong. It was sold out because the room, I mean, Larchmont isn't, I mean, it's a big classroom, but if you think about it in comparison to bigger venues like the Wilshire Bell Theater, I'm sorry, it is not that big. So when I got there, the line went out the door, down the block, and I said, oh, can I buy a ticket? They said, we're sorry, it's sold out. And I said, what? This can't be. No, I must see him. I must listen to him. What am I going to do? And it's while I was standing there freaking out, essentially, somebody walked up to me and says, you know what? I have an extra ticket. The person who's supposed to come with me can't make it, and so I have a spare ticket. So to that angel, whoever it was, thank you. Because what happened is they ended up recording that day live. And the funny thing is, the instruction to us, I don't know if you remember this, Felicia, they said, do not clap. No matter what, no matter how good you're feeling about the music, do not clap. We do not want that sound in the recording. Do you remember that?
Oh, I had forgotten about that.
Yeah, I think they had 2 days. The first day, was the day they recorded, and they say absolutely no clapping. And the second day, they said, okay, go ahead. You know, I mean, if it helps, because I think the thing is they realized that somehow when people walked out, they didn't have a sense of whatever it was that you just get into it because you can clap and you can do whatever moves you. And this time we were all sort of controlled. So just know that my voice is in this thing that's in this particular piece that I'm about to play. If you see or hear somebody out of tune, no, that wasn't me. So let me see if I can find that. Here we go.
When we think about, you know, Christian Das playing at smaller venues and now graduating, if you were, to bigger venues, it shows how this kind of modern or contemporary sacred music has been growing in recent years. And I do remember those concerts at, you know, Larchmont and the recording, and they had it all set up to record, and it was totally packed.
It was
totally packed. And the Wilshire Bell Theater holds, I can't remember, 1,000?
Is it? I don't know. It's pretty big.
It's pretty big. And so you may not have to beg for a ticket. I do know tickets are still available for this Monday night.
Oh, good. There is a website. I think it's some Golden Voice or something. I'm sure if you went to the Krishna Das website, you could get more information about it. Also, YogaWorks has been promoting it because I believe, are they a sponsor of the show? Because I just got an email from YogaWorks talking about the Krishna Das concert. So if you are on their mailing list or have any access to them, you can probably call and get information on how to buy tickets. So here's Devakinandan Gopala by Krishna Das from his Heart Full of Soul album. Oops.
Gopala, Gopala, Devakinandan Gopala.
Gopala, Gopala, Devakinandan Gopala.
Gopala.
Gopala, Gopala, Devakinandana Gopala.
back. That was Krishna Das. Just to give you an idea of what it would be like to sing live with KD. I remember I was talking with somebody recently about going to see KD, and like, KD who? I said, KD in the yoga community. You should know. This is part of the lingo. KD's Krishna Das. I think it's going to get to the point where the big names in the kirtan world are going to be known by one name, like Donna or KD or Jai. Or who else do you know who could be with just one name person? Felicia?
I'm just thinking. Because, you know, you said like Deva Premal, who's amazing, right? But you never really say
Deva.
Deva. Or Sanatam Kaur, right? But you never really say Sanatam.
You do say Sanatam. Yeah.
Yeah. Sanatam's another one name.
Yeah. So these are things that you need to know. If you want to be hip in the yoga world, you you need to be up with the kirtan music. And I think here in L.A., we're just so blessed that we can be, because everybody cycles through L.A., not to mention the fact that Bhakti Fest is coming up in September, so you know that everybody's going to be in L.A. chanting before or after Bhakti Fest, because they're going to Palm Springs. It's kind of like Coachella. You know Coachella's in town when all the musicians and just all the venues are loaded with music from all these wonderful musicians, because they're on their way to Coachella, which is right by, you know, right by Palm Springs, near Joshua Tree, and I mean near where Bhakti Fest is. Likewise, there's the Spirit Fest coming up around the same time of year, I believe, but it's in West Virginia. So that's more of these Kundalini music festival. So I would think that would be the place to go if you love Sanatam's music, Guru Ganesha, Simrit Kaur, all of them. That would be the place to go. It'd be nice to kind of festival hop that way, go from Bhakti Fest to Spirit Festival or back. I forget which one comes first.
And remember, Moksha is in Santa Monica August 13th and 14th. So those of us who live in L.A. don't even have to go anywhere. At the Broad Stage in the 13th and 14th, we'll hear Jai Uttal, Donna DeLore, and even some of our local up-and-coming musicians, Daniel Stewart, Cooper Madison. There's some really good music around here. And I think it's like, you know, people like Jai Uttal and Krishna Das, or Jai and KD, who have been out there touring for a long time. And the momentum that they've built, and all of the people chanting and singing and expressing the beauty of music, has just been continuing to gain momentum.
And it was interesting, actually, while we were having lunch at the Veggie Grill, I heard some music, and it kind of sounded like somebody's kirtan album, and I was trying to listen over the conversation around me, like, who is that? Why does that sound so familiar? I never figured out who it was, but wouldn't it be cool if they were playing kirtan at Veggie Grill? I mean, that would be so appropriate, since probably most of the people who eat at the Veggie Grill anyway do yoga.
Well, there's a, you know, there's a Krishna Das Pandora station.
Is there really?
Oh, yeah. I have my Pandora set up for a Krishna Das station.
Oh, my God. No, I had never done that.
There is all sorts of contemporary sacred music that you can listen to in lots of different venues.
I have my Pandora set to Adele and everybody of her ilk. So
you can have multiple Pandora stations.
I know, I can.
You're not limited.
I know. Well, every time I listen to one Pandora station, maybe 2-3 days in a row, then I switch to another artist, then I switch to an artist. It all depends on my mood that day, whether I feel like I need to get up and move to wake up, or I just want to get mellow because I want to write or read.
Next time you want to get your sacred music on,
I know,
you have the option.
Krishna Das. Speaking of other music, what is Leanne Wood's radio? She's an internet radio station.
Sacred Sounds Radio.
Sacred Sounds Radio. That's another place. Spirit Voyage has
Spirit
one,
Voyage
too.
Spirit Voyage has a radio station, Spirit Voyage Radio, where you can listen to streaming all day long Spirit Voyage artists.
It's funny, we're telling people to call, and somebody's calling Felicia on her cell phone, so I don't know if that's show-related, but I'll let her take care of that. So anyway, I was just going to say that the funny thing about Yogi's Choice is the word Yogi's Choice has always given me some feeling of dread when it comes to yoga classes, because honestly, when they say, okay, Yogi's Choice, do whichever you want to do, I never know what to do. And I look around me and say, well, you know what? All I want to do is child pose, or all I want to do is get on my back and lie down. So for me, Yogi's Choice was sort of like this moment where I said, it was sort of terrifying to me. And I thought, like, what would happen if I did say, everybody call in, and I'm not going to plan anything, and we'll see how it goes. And in going with Lululemon's manifesto of doing one thing a day that terrifies you or that scares you, that was exactly what I did today. So I checked that off for today. I did it Yogi's Choice. And we're surviving because I think we're left with 5 to 10 minutes left in the show. Hold on a second. Let me find out what that was all about. What was that? No?
No, we're Yogi's Choice. We're going to call it next week.
Well, you have somebody who's going to call next week, but that doesn't help us today. Anyway, it's time.
It's time for our last song.
I know. Well, it's time for the next song, but it's also time for me to go through the rundown of what's going on in LA this weekend.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay, so this coming Friday, Amma's in town. She's going to be at the LAX Hilton. I believe it's.
And you can get your hugs on.
You can definitely get your hugs. Friday, Saturday, she's going to have a public program. Sunday and Monday is the retreat where you have to be registered for that, and you just can't walk into that. And then on Tuesday is the big day. It's a Devi Baba. And thing to do is go to amma.org, I believe, and you can get all the information. Look for the Los Angeles tour. Also Friday, 8:30 p.m., Daniel Stewart, one of our up-and-coming Kirtan stars, is going to be singing at his home base in Rising Lotus Yoga in Sherman Oaks. I've been going to his Kirtans for a number of years now, and it's just amazing how his community has supported him throughout all of this, and his music and the response that come from the people has just become an amazing thing, so amazing that I think the rumors that he's in the process of making his own album. So I hope so, because it's just great. And the people he has with him, who I call the Bhakti Tribe, I mean, they are just wonderful. So 8:30 p.m., Rising Lotus Yoga in Sherman Oaks. Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Santosha Space is holding their opening party. They're in Atwater Village on Glendale Boulevard. They are having an all-day party. 6 p.m. Also on Saturday, Yoga American Dream. That's Casey Gates. It's a one-woman show, many acts. She actually puts on many hats and plays different people, recognizable possibly if you've been in yoga, in the yoga scene. And she's going to be at the Hollywood Fringe Festival. You probably have to Google that because I don't have the email, the website for that. Oh, here it is, yogaamericandream.com. Saturday, 7 p.m., Yoga and Spinning in Venice is having a kickoff party for their Yazathon, benefiting Think Cure. I believe it's a cancer research foundation. And while Yaz does offer spinning and yoga, this is, I think, just totally spinning. People are going to hop on a bike and spin for an ungodly number of hours. I think I have to give it to them because I think that's much tougher than a yogathon. So that's at 7 p.m. on Saturday. They're having a party with food, music, whatever. 7 p.m. also Saturday, Yoga Vista in Playa Vista celebrating their one-year party. They are right in the middle of Playa Vista, if you're familiar with the area. It's near the airport right off of Jefferson and Lincoln. And all you have to do is go inside to where the big park is, and their yoga studio is fronting that park. 8:30 p.m., Kirtan at Bhakti Yogashala with Sat Darshan and Sirgun Kaur. I actually want to go to that because I have never heard Sirgun sing before. I mean, as she as the headliner, because I know her from Bhakti Fest. I know her as a backup singer, but she will be front and center, and I really want to go support her there. Sunday, 7:30 p.m., this is what Felicia was talking about, Kirtan at Dancing Shiva Yoga and Ayurveda with Punawasu and Harmony. Monday is, again, Kirtan with Krishna Das or KD, 8 o'clock p.m. at the Wilshire Eagle. Now, it is reserved seating, so I suggest that if you're thinking of going, you need to buy your tickets right away to make sure you get a good seat. Not that there's a bad seat in the house, but if you want to be front, closer to the front, you need to buy your tickets right away. So anyway, and you have anything else to say, Felicia, while I start queuing up the last song of the show?
No, I think it's time to queue up the last song and maybe even do a few yoga poses to it.
Okay, so we are going to do yoga poses. Okay, this is Wah. Now, I would like to see a Pandora station for Wah. I'm sure there is, because she's been called the Sade of the Kirtan world. And honestly, this one is more of the dance mix. This is Hanuman Wah, and her music keeps evolving. It's amazing to me how every time she has a new album, the music is totally different. So let's see if I can find this one. Is she in concert anytime soon? Do you know? Here in L.A.?
I'm trying to remember if Wah is going to be at the Moksha Festival.
She is actually... I wrote it down last week. Then where is she? No, I don't have her anywhere. Maybe she's making another album. Who knows? Okay, so here's Wah. The album is self-titled, Wah, and the piece is Hanuman. And until next week, this is Joni, Yoga Chat with the Accidental Yogist, and Felicia. And we'll be talking to you next week. Bye.